that who's did this halacha that he said over that Haiman de Mazman lay midilachavri. If somebody sells something to his friend, Sorok le michtav lay, he should write in the shtar yishino lay sheyaris bizvini ilin kadmoy klum. If I want to sell you like all my property, I want to sell you a lot of houses, I have to speak out, I'm not leaving over anything for myself. But if you don't write this in, I'm not leaving over anything for myself, then he always has the right to say, yes, he's leaving over something. So, Kamal, who does this go like? Kirav Nachman, Omar Rabba Vavua, like we just had before. Therefore, when you sell a house, when you sell a sada between the bikkur, you did not mean to sell the whole house or all the fields, because you did not write this in, I'm not leaving over anything. Sounds like Kishita, if you did not write this in, that's the raya, so we see you did not mean to sell everything. Hahud was a man. The Yom Lechavri said to his friend, Arya de Bei Chia, Mizadin Lecho. I'm going to sell you the property of Bei Chia. A guy, if I says, bought or Yashin the property of Bei Chia, and I'll sell it to you. Hevilei Tati Ari. So you had two lands. Devi Miskere de Bei Chia. Both lands were called the Bei Chia. Omer of Ashavashi said, you should know, Chod Omele Tatlo Yomele. He only said is, I'm selling you Arya de Bei Chia, the land of Vechia, which is Mashma one land. So he only meant to sell him one and not two. Omalei, but the Omalei Aryasa Stoma, if he would have just said, I'm selling you land, then Niat Aryasa Shtayim, the least amount is two, then he has to give him two. The Omalei Kol Aryasa, if he says, I'm giving you all my lands, then Kol Aryasa Disli means all the lands that he has. But Levar Mi Busta Neopadisa, he does not have to give over his gardens. Bustam Rashi says, Ginos, the gardens, Upadisa, the Kromim, the vineyards. That's not included in the field. A field means an empty field, and not a garden, and not a vineyard. Viyomalei Zihura, let's say he says, I'm selling you Zihura. Rashbam says, Kola Kokois, Kriim Tain, and I'm selling you all my property. Then, Afilo Be Bustam Upadisa, he also meant to include the garden and the vineyards. But Levar Mi Boti Viavdi, all he meant to say is all my property, but not my house, and not my Yevet. I didn't mean to sell you my Yevet. But the Yomalei, let's say in the Shtar Mechiri, it says like this. The Yomalei, Nichsai, means Mashma, all my possessions. Then Afilu Boti V'Yavdi. Then he means to sell even his house, and even his Yevet also. Rashbam says, Av Metaltli Loi, but not as Metaltlin, his utensils. Av Yomalei Kol Nichsai. Now, Motza Loi Meitzer Echad. Let's say in the star he wrote down the boundaries, and he wrote down two sides of the boundaries. One side was longer than the other side. Meitzer echad oruch or meitzer echad katzer. So we don't know how much of the field he'd want to give over. On the right side he gave a longer boundary than on the left side. So did he mean to say the bigger field or only as long as the left side is? Amarav lekone lekinegad katzer. Since the left side was a smaller boundary, like only 10 feet or 100 feet long, and the right side was 200 feet long, he only meant to sell him 100 feet long on the property. Omele Rav Kana. So Rav Kana said, Rav Asi, and Rav Asi, the Rav Rav, why? Why do you say that, Svara? Why don't I say better, the Yikne Keneged Rosh Tur? We should make like a diagonal. Like let's say in the middle picture here. If the top side was a shorter boundary, and the bottom side was a longer one, we should make a diagonal going straight across from the smaller one to the longer one. And all that part of the land he meant to sell. Why do you say you only meant to sell like the top picture here? Straight down, only the right side. He meant to sell, maybe meant to sell at the second picture. Make a diagonal going along. So Shosik Rav, Rav kept quiet, like maybe you're right, Taka. Maybe that's what he meant to sell. But Amoy the Rav also agrees, Heicha Diyika Neitza Ruven V'Shimon Michad Gisa. If on one side of this field he says, lives Ruven and Shimon. O Neitza the Levi V'Yudi Michad Gisa. And on the other side of this field that I'm selling you, lives Levi and Yehuda. So now, Midehevle le Michtav Lei, the Ruven Kineged Levi, or the Shimon Kineged Yehuda. Since he should have said that Ruven is opposite Levi, and Shimon is opposite Yehuda. Now he didn't say that. For Lei Kosav Lei, Shmamin, here's a proof, Kineged Rosh Tur, Hudi Yomalei. All he meant to say also again is Rosh Tur means a diagonal going across. That's all he meant to say. Diagonally, but not that he meant to give him over the whole field. Since he didn't speak out clearly, Reuven, Keneged Shimon, he only should have said Reuven, Keneged Levi. Since he did not say that, he only also meant to give a diagonal of the field, not the field. Also on the next picture here. This is the picture here. That Reuven and Shimon, he did not mean to give him the whole field. He only meant like a diagonal, only one side of the field he meant to give him, but not both sides of the field. That's called Reish Tura, diagonally down the field.